listener.
Ag Facts with Neil Gill for breakfast. Exploring issues faced by the Australian agricultural industry.
Turning our attention to agriculture now, Bruce Reynolds is joining us. How are you this morning, Bruce?
Pretty damp, Neil.
Yes, and certainly was a wet day yesterday and set to continue.
Certainly is. Look, this is a massive weather system, or several weather systems coming through one after the other. It's just amazing. I suppose you could nearly say it's the perfect storm. I think there's been a movie made about that in the past. But you've got the combination of weather coming out of the northwest, so the Indian Ocean. You've also got northern Australia, so you know the Afura Sea above Darwin. You've got the Coral Sea, moisture coming in, and you've got the Pacific Ocean coming in east of Sydney. So you've got moisture sources coming in from four different directions, coming into some frontal systems and weather systems that will have a substantial impact on our weather for the next, probably 4 days, I suppose. So we've already had 1 day of it and another 4 days. And substantial, I'm saying, a big wet weather system with a lot of rain potential in it.
All right, let's talk about amounts. I was doing some adding up, and it could be up to 150 mil.
So I've been looking at some world weather models that sort of combine, as well as the Bureau of Meteorology, and you're in the ballpark between about that 100 and 150. Exactly where it falls and how much will be variable, because there will be some thunderstorms within this system. And so if you happen to be under a thunderstorm, you could end up with maybe, just maybe, 200 millimetres over the next few days. You may also only get 80 millimetres if you're not under those thunderstorms and, you know, just have the rain system. So it just depends where each of these fronts actually combines with the moisture to provide the most rainfall. But it's going to be widespread. And that's the big concern, Neil, for much of agriculture, is how widespread this weather event is and how much the minimum that a lot of our part of the world can do at least get. So it's really going to have a substantial impact.
Absolutely. We know the roads have already copped a hammering. The paddocks are doing it tough as well. The rivers, they're at breaking point. I know that the Canoundra SES have been handing out sandbags to those people that might need them. I'm sure there's other places that are doing similar. When's it likely to stop?
Well, that's the big question. So there will be breaks, as in today. There will be some breaks in the weather event before tomorrow. The next front comes through, and then another trough will form coming in from Queensland and bring further rain down through to Sunday. Sunday is going to be the day, but what time on Sunday? If you're going to have a picnic at lunchtime, I probably wouldn't have it. But there is a chance, just depending where a potential low-pressure system forms and how quickly it moves away, that it might start breaking on Sunday. But definitely Monday, Tuesday should see the back end of it. But you are right. Look, flooding-wise, Neil, as in around the region, I've noticed out of Burrendong Dam, they've been releasing huge amounts of water to give themselves airspace because of the potential upstream around that Bathurst area of major inflows and across to Mudgee. But the rivers are at choppers at the moment, so any water on top is just going to create major flooding across our part of the world.
Yeah, and you mentioned Sunday. There is a small matter of a motor race happening at Bathurst, 161 laps at speeds over 200 kilometres an hour with all this rain about. Could make for an interesting event there as well. All right, let's talk about the impact this event could have on the cherry crop at the moment.
Well, certainly the cherries are out in flower. If you drive past any cherry orchard at the moment, beautiful white flowers, and a lot of the crops and varieties are either coming out into full flower or are in full flower at the moment. Orchardists have been madly rushing around in the last couple of days before this event, so up to Wednesday afternoon, getting on fungicides to protect the cherries, because the problem is now the disease gets in, and when you go to pick the fruit, as in brown rot in particular, can actually activate, and your cherries are ruined. So the prevention, the fungicides that are around at the moment are way, way better than, say, 10 to 15 years ago, so hopefully they work well. But on the other side, there is a lot of rain over a number of days. So I suspect orchardists are going to be watching very nervously just to see what actually happens.
All right, this is concerning. I believe that there's a number of growing districts growing grapes that are pulling out some red wine varieties. Why is this?
Oversupply, Neil. I said no prices. They're losing money, have been for a couple of years. Cabernet Sauvignon and Shiraz in particular. There's just a major glut, particularly in those lower altitude wine regions, and growers are just going backwards. They're going out of the industry. So, and part of it's come down to China and cutting off demand for our product, and part of it's just an overproduction, I suppose you could say. So some growers are looking at rebudding with white varieties. I've also heard in places like the Riverland that they're looking at almonds as an alternative, pulling out their grapes, going into other crops. So, yeah, it's something to watch, as in we produce higher quality grapes, much lower yield per hectare, but higher quality. So, but it is impacting on everyone, particularly in the red grape and red wine industry.
Okay. Bruce Reynolds is with us. We're talking agriculture this morning. Thank you, as always, for your time, sir. Have a good day.
Thanks, Neil.
Listener.